I'm Bill Barty. It's Saturday on Memorial Day weekend, and a special thanks to all the veterans and service people out there all over the world.
You got it. Many people are looking for good, fun things to do while they have time off from work. They got an extended weekend. Earlier, we talked about going to the beach. Water's involved. Sun protection's involved. That's a good thing. Also, we talked Lansford Canal, the spider lilies. Water's involved there, too.
That's right. Let's dry it out a little.
Let's dry it out a little bit. The first taste of freedom for many of us is via bicycle, and we talk about it oftentimes here on the Carolina Outdoors. There's plenty of opportunity in Mecklenburg County and the surrounding counties as well and on greenways. And, of course, we all see early morning and mid-afternoon bicycle riding crowds that get out there, and whether they be onesies, twosies, threesies, or a big pack of bicyclists going all around our Charlotte metro area. But there's another little hidden gem of bicycling available called Single Track. And we're going to invite Bart Stettler on with Queen City Bicycles to tell us about that opportunity if we want to get out there and ride our bicycles without the traffic of cars and trucks and automobiles like that. Where shall we go? Bart, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, we are very fortunate. Charlotte has probably some of the best single trail, mountain bike trails in most cities, probably across the U.S., more than 100 miles of single track within Mecklenburg County in the metro area. So, yeah, we're in great shape. Basically, almost within every major Mecklenburg County park, we have some sort of mountain bike trail.
Well, mate, you do this for a living over there at Queen City Bicycles, and I know you have people. Some of them will just flat out come out and say it, and some people may not, but there are people who just want to get started. They've been made aware of mountain biking either through friends or maybe television or whatever high adventure shows, and they're trying to get started. Let's call them a beginner. Maybe they're going to take their family out or kids out. Where would those people go in the Mecklenburg County area, region, to get started, become introduced to the world of mountain biking?
Well, probably our best resource to start with, just to get you some information, will be the Tar Heel Trailblazer website, tarheeltrailblazers.com. Our local mountain bike club has been around since 1990, and that great relationship they have with our Mecklenburg County parks is one of the reasons why we have so much great mountain biking here. But to get back to the more down and dirty of the question, as far as some good places for beginners and families, there's definitely a few places. You know, obviously on any of our local trails, it is required to wear a helmet. That is part of the rules, and there's, you know, obvious reasons for that. But, you know, probably one of the, I think, the favorite places for people to go is out to the Whitewater Park. They have a series of green trails, the Lake Loop and the Green Trail out there, which are very beginner-friendly. I've taken my wife and kids out there who are 9 and 11 at the current times, but we've been going out there for a couple years. So that's always a good place. If you're on the north side of town, Lake Norman State Park has some great, more beginner trails. North Mecklenburg Park on the north side of town, there's really a list goes on and on. And most of the trails that are more advanced are going to be marked that way, so you typically know what you're getting into. But also, if you go to the Trailblazer website, there is a list of all the local trails and a description, as also as ratings from members from the forums as well.
Well, I like that, but I like the easy part. I like the green. It's kind of like ski hill that has green, blue,
right, a bunny slope,
and black diamond. That's right. What is the difference? I guess steepness would be one thing, but when you're talking single track, what makes a trail more difficult?
I would say definitely the vertical, either, you know, descent or ascent, and also the surface. You know, some of the trails are going to be more buffer, you know, smooth surface, almost like a sidewalk, and then some are going to have a lot more rocks and roots. And so when you have the rocks and roots combined with a vertical descent, that's going to make it, you know, a more difficult trail in most cases. And in some cases, there may even be man-made obstacles bridges and stuff like that. So, but within our Trailblazer mountain bike trails in the Mecklenburg County parks, all that stuff is going to be marked so the rider will know ahead of time if they're coming on to a more advanced feature.
Fantastic. I have gone out several times to Colonel Francis Beatty Park and have always told myself that was a moderate trail. Would you agree with that? And if for our listeners, that is a park kind of on the Union County-Mecklenburg border in southeast Mecklenburg. What do you think about that trail in that area?
I definitely think that's a good trail for beginners and, you know, newer riders. It's definitely, you know, real single track. It is very rooty out there. The one thing that I think helps it be a little more beginner-friendly is there's not a ton of elevation change at Colonel Francis Beatty Park, but it's, I think it's a great place for beginner and intermediate riders. And if you live down in that part of town, you know, it's in your backyard. That's also convenient as well.
Now, you mentioned wearing helmets. What other safety gear do mountain bikers ride? Because it's really kind of just a matter of time till you hit the ground, right?
Yeah,
wear your football pads out there.
You know, they say it's a rite of passage as a true cyclist that you're never a true cyclist until you break your collarbone, too. But, you know, nothing you can do about that most times. But obviously, first and foremost, any of the gear is to have a helmet that fits properly. And most of the helmets now have retention systems like and fit like baseball caps. But I would say at all my rides, I always wear gloves. You know, something to protect your hands, give you better grip, and keep, you know, the grips dry if you're sweating. You know, a good pair of padded shorts and a jersey will help in a number of ways from, you know, make it more comfortable for you to ride. And then if you're doing more downhill-oriented riding or lift chair-assisted, then there are additional pads for your chest, knees, and forearms. But for our general area, you know, a helmet, gloves, a good pair of padded shorts, and a jersey, you know, is plenty of gear to get you going, and some glasses to protect your eyes as well.
Well, man, we covered a whole bunch of the protection right there, but let's jump into the most important part, the bicycle. Do you need to, or what are the options for us who are choosing a bicycle as far as shock absorption, front, back, the braking system, the gearing system? What are you recommending at Queen City Bicycles for folks who are, or whatever level they may be at what kind of bicycle they need to buy?
Well, you know, there are such a wide variety of mountain bikes now for going out on the trail, from single speeds, different wheel sizes, fat tires, skinny tires, some with suspension, some with no suspension. I think the main thing is just have a good mechanically sound bike more than anything else. I look at the bike, my first mountain bike in 1990, I paid $525 for, and there wasn't much to it. Now, you know, it's the same bike, you know, a bike at the same price is so much better. It's pretty amazing. So, you know, it doesn't take a ton of money to get a, you know, at least an entry-level trail bike, but ultimately, you know, the more you invest, the better the bike's going to work, the longer the stuff's going to last. And when it comes to actual mountain biking, it is a rugged sport, so there is some maintenance involved. And the more you can invest in the bike initially, you know, the more money you'll probably save in the long run.
Charlotte offers a bunch of different opportunities for cyclists, whether it be, again, on the greenway, maybe it is joining a club and bicycling all around surrounding counties, or maybe hitting our area single-track opportunities. We're talking to Bart Stettler with Queen City Bicycles. And, Bart, you've been doing this for a long time. In fact, you just mentioned your first bike in 1990, and you've been in the bicycle community for years and years and years. Is Charlotte becoming more bike-friendly? Are bicycles getting more attention, whether it be for mountain biking or otherwise, than they did when you started?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that part of the bike infrastructure within Charlotte has changed dramatically since I moved here. Our local government just basically approved a bike plan, which will help continue to grow that infrastructure. And with what we've seen, there are a lot more people using their bikes for transportation. And when I say that, I don't mean your everyday commuter like me. I mean, like, you know, some of these young folks living down here in South End, riding to and from, you know, work and the places they go enjoy after work. And I see a lot more people riding bikes than on my daily commute as well. So just getting that better infrastructure and support for it. And then the development, we've seen some great growth, and we'll continue to see that as our city is really working to expand on that.
So lots and lots of opportunities, people riding on the street, bike lanes, mountain bike trails, greenways, all kinds of things. What's safer, mountain biking or street riding?
You know, that's really a tough one because there's a lot of decisions involved in each, and those decisions lead to what may be safe or dangerous. I always think, when road riding, safety in numbers versus riding alone. You know, on the mountain bike, it's, the outcome may or may not be any different. So I think, both of them, both road riding and mountain biking can be done safely, but like any other, adventure or action sport, there is, potential danger to it, even if it's your own fault for making a mistake. So
it's
kind of part of having all the fun.
It's kind of like we say in fly fishing, it's not a matter of whether you're going to fall in the water. It's a matter of when you're going to fall in the water. So, yeah, it's going to happen. You're going to get scuffed up a little bit. But most injuries, a Band-Aid is always required, right?
Correct.
At least you're out there pedaling, exercising, and hopefully not running into that tree.
No, I've never met a tree that jumped in front of me.
No, but I saw a root do that once.
Bart Stettler, Queen City Bicycles, located in the historic south end of Charlotte, East Park Avenue. Head to the website. What is that website, Bart?
QueenCityBicycles.com, Queen City Bicycles on Facebook, at QC Bicycles on Twitter.
All in all of the above. Bart, we're always glad to get you on the Carolina Outdoors. Thank you for joining us.
All right, great. Thanks so much, gentlemen.
We'll see you out there on the trails. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barti. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors.